From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europe is grappling with a deepening migrant crisis. Hungarian authorities briefly shut down the main train station in Budapest Tuesday, which has become a main entry point for thousands of mostly Middle Eastern migrants trying to reach Austria and Germany. Hungary is also trying to control the migrant flow by erecting a lengthy border fence with Serbia. Many of the migrants are also arriving in Germany. Police official Rainer Scharf in the border district Rosenheim said Tuesday authorities are prepared for the mass migration to continue. Germany expects to take in some 800,000 people this year. Chancellor Angela Merkel Tuesday called on European countries to quickly come up with a joint asylum policy, which she said would include setting up migrant registration centers or crucial transit points. South Africa's parliament averted an impeachment proceeding against President Jacob Zuma over his government's handling of the possible arrest of Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who visited the country in June. The government failed to detain him as ordered by a local court. Musi Mamani is leader of the opposition Democratic Alliance.
The constitution of our country proceeds for impeachment proceedings in this constitution when a president commits such a serious violation of our constitution.
But Lindiwe Zulu of the ruling African National Congress opposed the motion.
I wish to state from the onset that the African National Congress will not support this motion. It is a motion aimed at discrediting the leadership of the African National Congress as led by President Jacob Zuma.
The South African government insisted Mr. Bashir had immunity while attending an African Union event in the country. Mr. Bashir under indictment for the International Criminal Court for war crimes, crimes against humanity and genocide in Darfur. This is VOA News. Two more Ukrainian National Guard officers have died from wounds suffered by a grenade blast during Monday's violent protests outside Parliament. The death toll now stands at three. Monday, nationalists clashed with security forces as lawmakers voted on constitutional amendments to give greater autonomy to parts of eastern Ukraine controlled by separatists. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
We welcome the actual vote by Ukraine's parliament on these draft constitutional amendments on decentralization. This is a key component of them continuing to fulfill their Minsk commitments. We haven't seen on the part of the separatists or Russia. And then secondly, we strongly deplore the violence that took place in the aftermath of that vote.
The protesters denounced the reforms as un-Ukrainian and said they would effectively legalize rebel control of eastern Ukraine. An award-winning Azerbaijani journalist, reportedly extensively on high-level corruption, was sentenced Tuesday to 7.5 years in prison. Khadija Ismailova, former Baku bureau chief for Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty, was convicted of financial crimes, including tax evasion and embezzlement. Her lawyer says the charges are political and there will be an appeal. Asian markets continued a major global equities sell-off in light of further evidence of an economic slowdown in China. The Shanghai Composite Index plunging more than 4% at the opening today. It follows Tuesday's announcement of continuing factory output weakness in the world's second biggest economy. Scott Kennedy of the Centers for Strategic and International Studies in Washington says China has played a big role in the past in the global economy, but things are now different.
It's going through a massive transformation, and they've had big problems with their stock market. The devaluation of the renminbi a couple weeks ago left folks spooked. They're not sure that Chinese leaders are good managers of their economy anymore.
In London and New York Tuesday, shares fell 3% while the price of oil plunged. The Nigerian state-run National Petroleum Corporation Tuesday said it will deploy drones as part of a series of measures to combat rampant oil theft. Officials hope to solve the problem within 8 months. The company says thousands of theft attempts at locations along its network of pipelines occur between June 2014 and June of this year. Pope Francis has directed priests to absolve women of the sin of abortion during the upcoming Holy Year of Mercy, which begins in December. In a letter published Tuesday before the Jubilee year begins, the Pope said he knew abortion is experienced by some with a superficial awareness, but many others believe they have no other option. He declared priests can give absolution to women who repent with a contrite heart. Scientists at the World Meteorological Organization warned Tuesday the current El Niño weather phenomenon could develop into one of the strongest on record. El Niño event involves a shift in winds in the Pacific Ocean along the equator every few years. It can result in severe drought in Asia and Southern Africa, bring heavy rains to North America and the Horn of Africa. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.